Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
What the hell is this?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over everything.
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. Good morning. How is everybody out there? How you feeling?
I'm doing great. How about everybody else?
A little tired.
Tired?
Tired, bit tired. You know what I mean? A little tired. Yeah, it's always like that on days that you got to do, you know,
a bunch of things
more than usual. Yeah.
Last night is, you know, it's TV night for me and the wife and the kids. You know why?
Oh, God.
The Bachelor was
on last night. That's right. Round of applause for The Bachelor. Oh, amazing show. I'm into it. You know, it's one of those nights where we put the kids to sleep because the kids go to sleep at 8 o'clock, the younger kids. So me, my wife, my oldest daughter, she's 19. She doesn't have school till February next week. And my son, my oldest son, we sit in the bed all together and we watch Bachelor. We joke, we talk, we laugh.
I can't believe you just said that.
Poor Logan. Logan don't know what the hell going on. Logan just trying to be, you know, part of the family, you know what I mean? Going through routine. He don't know why his dad and his mom and his older sister keep calling these guys cute. You know what I mean? Like, he's the most handsome Bachelor. No, he's the most handsome Bachelor. She should pick him. Poor Logan.
It's the other way around.
Logan's like, turn to the game. The Nets and the Cavs playing right now.
There's a bunch of Bachelorettes that's picking one brother. So it's it's about that. So
Got you. Very entertaining.
There's a it's a host of different candidates. There's one lady that thinks she's really a queen, so it's really fun. She's like delirious. Then there's a lady that's deaf, but the deaf lady will get at people regardless, and she's got picked. I really, really like her. Then there's a
So this is inclusive. It's not like one of those all inclusive shows where everybody's welcome.
What? Yeah, everybody's welcome. There's everything you could possibly imagine, which is great. But this week, you know, I was dope because I'm not going to tell you.
What? Tell us.
There's like 20, 30 women that what this guy has to pick. And then every week he gets rid of a bunch of them. But they threw in a curveball. You know what the curveball was? So now there's like 10 women left. So now they added 10 more new women. So now 10 more new women came in the limo yesterday. And now all these other women like, F these bitches. Why are these new bitches coming? Like, I want to get picked. And the new ladies are like, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. You're so handsome. And he's so happy.
Pray for little Logan.
Man, the wife enjoyed it last night.
How old Logan is now, man?
He's 17.
One more year, Logan. You be good, all right? One more year. One more year, you can make your own decisions. You don't have to go along with the family no more. Okay?
It's very interesting.
Hey. God dang, man.
Very all right. I saw people talking about they think he's going to choose a white woman or something like that.
How do they even know that? There's like 20 girls to choose
from.
And there's,
I just saw
white,
it online.
There's black, there's Asian, there's everybody there. How did they make that decision now? And he honestly seems like he's into the sister, the black woman.
Yeah, you can't choose a white woman in this climate. I'm sorry, Mr. Bachelor. Isn't he the first black bachelor?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, you can't choose a white woman in this climate. Sorry. I didn't make these rules.
You didn't make these rules. Right.
Twitter did. Twitter did. Okay.
My goodness.
All right. All right. Follow the rules of Twitter. Can't choose a white woman in this climate or you will receive blacklash.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about, and I wanted to bring this up, but there was a rally yesterday, and that was in Harlem showing support for a black woman who was beaten up and mauled by a trio of men outside of a liquor store. I'm sure you guys saw this. It was really hard to watch.
Have they found those cowards yet?
They're still trying to identify who these men are.
Mm. Well, we'll break down the story if you don't know what we're talking about. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with this event that took place on January 18th. A woman was looking to purchase some wine after work. This was in Harlem. A man in the store offered to purchase it for her. She said, no, thanks. I've got it. And he got upset, followed her outside the store, attacked her, also stole her iPhone. And she said, I couldn't believe it. It was like an animal. That's the only way I can put it. She said, I just remember screaming to the top of my lungs. I just kept saying, he's biting me. He's biting me. He bit me through my eyebrow. And then he continued to just, she said, open his mouth to try to re-grab. She said it was like they wanted to degrade me by spitting on me and kicking me. She was finally able to escape. She does have trauma to her eye where she had to receive stitches. She said, it's just sad. You can't even go about your day minding your business. A polite decline could lead to something like this. I'm a mother. I'm a daughter. I'm a friend. This could be anyone's mother, sister, daughter that's just in a store minding their business, purchasing their goods. Now, they are trying to find any information leading to the arrest of these three men. And they're offering a $2,500 to $5,000 award for information leading to an arrest.
As much therapy as I do, as much empathy as I have developed over the years, that's just one I can't wrap my brain around. At my lowest, at my most traumatized, I've never been in that much pain. I've never been that hurt that me and my boys would think about jumping a woman. No.
Biting. That is crazy.
Like, no. I want those brothers to get all the help they need. You know, therapy, rehab, all of that.
I want them to go to jail.
But I want them to get their ass kicked first.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Jail, too. But I want them, before we do the therapy and the rehab and jail.
Beat their ass.
Good old-fashioned ass whipping first. Okay, if you know who those brothers are, you're doing them or yourself no favors by letting them roam the streets. Because they will do that to some woman you love.
Could you imagine?
Guaranteed.
That's your daughter, your sister, your mother.
Come on, I don't want to imagine. Don't put
I didn't need you to pay for my wine. Thank you.
Because I said I got it.
Because your ego is so fragile. Because the male ego is so fragile that you can't take a little rejection. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Come on, man. Listen, like I said, I want them brothers to get all the therapy and everything else they need. But first things first, you gotta get this ass kicking. All right. Do some jail time.
All right. Absolutely. Now let's discuss. And again, if anybody has any information, they are offering a reward, but it should be rewarding enough just to find out who these men are.
And I've heard that I think from the story I read, they said that somebody said run, told the young lady to run because they've done this
before. Yeah, because he attacked her. Yeah, there was a woman there said run after the assault because she said they had attacked her before.
Once again, if you know who these brothers are, you're doing themself or you're not doing yourself or them any favors by letting them roam the streets because they will do that to some woman you love, guaranteed.
Oh my goodness. I feel so sorry for that woman.
All right, now let's discuss what's happening in the White House. Today is detailed policy moves on race. And Joe Biden's efforts are asking for the Justice Department to tackle civil rights abuses and to guarantee fairness in the judicial system for all. Former National Secretary Advisor Susan Rice has a new job in the White House, leading the Domestic Policy Council, which includes racial equity among its sweeping menu of responsibilities. And he's also signing executive actions, establishing a commission on policing, partly in response to George Floyd. He's also expected to order improvements in prison conditions, Citizens to mandate the Department of Housing and Urban Development to promote equitable housing policies. And also Joe Biden signed an executive order requiring all government departments to put a racial and other forms of equality at the center of everything that they do during his term.
And with all that, what happened to the George Floyd Policing Act, though? When is that passing? The Senate was the only thing blocking that at one point. It passed through the House, didn't it? So what's up with the George Floyd Policing Act that's banning the chokeholds and the no-knock entries and all of that stuff like that? When is that going to be on the books? When is that getting pushed through? Do we know?
Yeah, well, I don't know what date that's happening, but, you know, it looks like they're headed toward the right direction. We have the most diverse cabinet in U.S. history. Susan Rice's job is, you know, includes racial equity, and he is signing executive actions that have to do with policing, but we have to keep on pushing.
Yeah, because whatever it's going to be, it's not going to be enough because we need radical change.
We do, but people also need their money, and they can do two things at once. People also need their money. There are people, they say unemployment was like 200,000 new cases of unemployment last week. They were saying that people still can't pay their rent. People can't buy food. I'll tell you about the story behind the scenes about a young man that couldn't, he didn't have enough money to pay for insulin. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's effed up out there. People need their money. And it's so crazy that they could just pull this money out anytime they need to. They should have been helping people a long time ago.
Yeah, I heard the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is being blocked now for whatever reason.
Yeah, they said they're going to be negotiating it today or something.
Stop playing with people's lives. Lives of people are not up for negotiation. The livelihood of people is not up for negotiation. Because all that's going to happen is crime and everything else is going to keep increasing all across the country because people are starving.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Biden is pushing Congress to pass that package, which includes a $1,400 in additional stimulus cash. He did sign executive orders last week for more food benefits to ensure that more eligible Americans get their stimulus payments, to provide protections for federal workers, to extend housing and student loan payment relief and all of those things. And some Democrats want this package to be even more generous, and Republicans are not happy at the increased spending. So we don't know when that deal might get done.
Listen, man, take care of people. Because like I said, crime is just going to continue to increase all across the country because people are starving. And what y'all call crime is what others call survival. Just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny. Executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter. A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up? This is Rico. What up, though? Good morning.
Rico, what
Rico,
up, though?
Get it off your chest.
Yeah, get it off my chest. I want to say Happy New Year to all of y'all. I love you, DJ Envy. I do think you are so sexy. I love Angela Yee and her 60 behind. And also, Charlamagne the guy, you know you can get it too because you a power bottom. But I also want to say...
Thank you.
I am not a power bottom. I'm a power top, sir. You respect me. You show me some goddamn respect. And you respect all the other tops out there in your streets, okay?
No, go ahead.
DJ Envy is the top. He can top me any day, okay?
Oh, my God. Envy is clearly a beige power bottom. Are you crazy?
No, definitely not. I'm not a bottom, but I'm married, sir. But continue. Go ahead. But you're right. Charlamagne is a power bottom. Go ahead.
Top. Power top. I would clearly be a top. Come on.
You would be a bottom.
Come on, stop.
But I just wanted to say that I'm blessed because I woke up to see a new year and stuff like that. And y'all put a smile on my face every morning. And thank y'all with showing being on here 10 years and still holding it down. And I love y'all so much. And I want y'all to shout out and check out my YouTube page, hashtag Rico Reports. I do celebrity commentary and everything like that.
Rico Reports.
Okay. All right, Rico.
All right.
Yeah, I already like it.
I like you, man. You are all blessed, right. Black, and highly a bottom.
And I get it from Angela Yee, Rumor Reports. So Rico Reports. So I was inspired by that.
All right, Rico.
That's flattering. Thank you.
All right. I love y'all.
Why you didn't say you love him back? You love everybody back. But you didn't say
maybe that straw drum.
Love you, Rico.
Oh, now you want a straw, huh? You speak to Rico. Now you want a straw.
Oh, shut up. Salute to Rico. Okay, Rico
out
there ready to make somebody catch the Rico. Give somebody a Rico charge.
Yo.
Yo, what's up,
yo,
bro?
Hey, I want to quit my job live on air.
Hey. First of all, what's your name? What's your name, sir? What's your name?
And where do you work?
Hey, this Ewood.
And where do you work, Ewood?
Where you work?
Hey, I work for the prison system.
Now, listen now. Jobs are very hard to come by.
They are.
Why do you want to quit?
You sure?
Hey, I work for a black contractor. They don't want to take my money. So I got to do what I got to do.
Let's hear it.
I quit this bitch.
Hey, this Ewood. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And... today my last day. Hey, Charlamagne, you mind if I get a book?
Yeah, you're going to have plenty of time to read after this. I got you. I'm going to put you on hold, Eastwood. It's going to be a nice little parting gift.
Yeah, we got to send you five books.
Definitely deserve the book.
That was a weak termination that you just did, too, bro. You can quit better than that.
Hey, it is what it is.
You ain't really quitting. They ain't even going to get your name. Ain't even Eastwood.
You have to say, I quit this bitch.
I quit this bitch.
There you go. Now you sound like Arnetta the Mood Setter.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on one second. Now, people who don't know who that is, explain who that is.
Arnetta the Mood Setter is a legendary radio personality who quit her job live on the air with much more conviction than that young man just did.
She sure
okay?
did.
Matter of fact, Dan, tell Dan pull it up.
Dan, pull a little snippet up.
Let's give Arnetta the Mood Setter some love this morning.
There
God
you
damn
go.
It. Arnetta, you will never die as long as I'm alive on this radio. You hear me? I don't care what you're doing now with your life. You are a legend for this.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Dan, play a snippet right
by the way, Arnetta is the original. Tell him why you mad. Yes, matter of fact, let's throw to it. Arnetta, tell him why you mad.
I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Arnetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Shantae calling from Houston.
Okay, what's up, mama? Get it off your chest.
I'm calling. I've got a similar story as what happened to that young lady in New York. Mm-hmm. I was actually supposed to be making a purchase and ended up getting attacked by two men over $40. I was in my vehicle, and the gentleman came up to my driver's side and began punching me through the window
in my face.
I threw my vehicle in drive, attempting to pull away, at which time another man jumped in my passenger side, hitting me from the other side,
trying to
get the money out of my hand. The guy that came through my driver window ultimately ended up biting me in my face and taking a chunk out of my face.
Oh, my goodness.
I could get away. They never caught the man that actually bit me. They got the other gentleman. But I don't know what's going on with these men and what's so threatening about us women, but it's ridiculous.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I would say that it has nothing to do with y'all and everything to do with them. It has the fact to do with that they got fragile egos. You know what I'm saying? And they suckers and they cowards and they got a bunch of hurt and pain and trauma that they've never dealt with and they taking it out on the people that would ride with us the most, which is our women. And that's why I keep saying
that. I can't even imagine what she feels like right now. How are you now? Do you still have like flashbacks? I know we do have these mental health packages. We have.
Speaking of it, it's giving me chills and it's hurtful because I'm a what people would call a quote unquote stud. So it's not really used to us being, you know, hurt and sad. Oh, you want to be a man? Act like a man. But at the end of the day, when a man has your face in his mouth, like a pit bull, there's no explaining that. This is like, and it was over $40, not thousands of dollars, not hundreds of dollars, $40. How much, I got bit in my face, and I have a scar in my mouth and outside of $40.
How much time did this dude get?
The little guy, I'm not even sure, because he was mainly just the one that they got him just for jumping in the other side, but they never got the actual man that bit me. And I don't even want to say man because they were boys.
Nah, they little boys. And as much as I want those brothers to, you know, get therapy and deal with that trauma that's inside of them, I need violence to happen to them first, if I'm just being honest.
Yes, absolutely. Hold on, mama. We got something for you. Hold on. We should definitely set her up with those.
I'm going to give her...
Give her a hug right now. That absolutely is so difficult.
We're going to give her 6 months of Talkspace. You know, Talkspace is the virtual therapy. The phone therapy.
Right.
So we're going to give her 6 months of talk space. Courtesy of Toby and RCA Records.
Yeah, shout out to Toby. Hello, who's this?
You. What's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
Hey.
Hey, Trav.
What's up, Char?
Peace, sis. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, man. So remember I told you I was going to Puerto Rico on Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get a COVID test yesterday because you have to get one within 72 hours of leaving. I just want to say that they need to stop letting heavy-handed girls do the COVID test.
It was all up in your nose.
She told me it was going to be gentle and it wasn't going to hurt. She like literally went up in my nose and tried to kill me. Or like she did the June bug challenge in my nose.
Trav, I hate to
do it up in my hole.
Trav,
didn't take any time.
Trav, I know you've done that to a guy before. I know a guy told you be gentle, some little poor bottom out there, and you just threw it up in him. Don't act like you didn't, Trav. Tell the truth.
You know what? Goodbye. Y'all been feeling
it. No, just tell the truth for once in your life.
He hung up. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about Trey Songz and different allegations about why he was arrested. And you can look at the video and see for yourself.
All right. We'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right. Well, the police department has released a statement about why Trey Songz was arrested. And their statement is saying that during last night's AFC championship game, fans complained that a man was not following the Arrowhead fans' code of conduct or the mandates of the Kansas City, Missouri Health Department. They asked for private security to address the matter. The man was not receptive and refused to comply with Arrowhead security. Security then asked him to leave. He refused to leave. At that point, they requested law enforcement assistance in ejecting him from the stadium. So that person they're talking about is Trey Songz. And they said the man then punched a police officer and put him in a headlock. Other officers then came to the scene and were able to get the man into custody without further incident. The case has been referred to the Jackson County prosecutor. Now, they do have pictures of Trey Songz before this incident, and he is wearing a mask. And in the incident where you see the scuffle happening, he was not wearing a mask. So it's unclear when his mask came off. But according to other details that have emerged, there are photos of him, and he is wearing a mask prior to being arrested.
Yeah, Trigger put him in that OG Virginia stop playing with your uncle ass headlock. You know, you keep playing with your uncle, and your uncle got to show you he still got it. All right? That was one of them old man headlocks, okay? Very hard to get out once you're in.
All right. Now, Andra Day, she'll be in the United States versus Billie Holiday. She'll be playing Billie Holiday in that movie. And one thing that she did, she took this role very seriously. She told Leslie Odom Jr. on Variety's Actors on Actors feature just how far she went to make sure that she could portray Billie Holiday accurately.
I put my family through it. I put myself through it. I went from 163 pounds to 124 pounds and I would talk like her, and I don't drink or smoke, but I started smoking cigarettes and I started drinking alcohol. Not that I recommend people do this. I just was desperate because this is my first role and trying to just live with her. I just allowed her in. One of my prayers was to, yeah. I just asked God to give me all of the pain and trauma. I asked him to give me her pain and give me her trauma.
I have that screener, man. I've been meaning to watch it. I'm gonna watch it this weekend, actually.
So that movie comes out on Hulu on February 25th for everybody's. Yeah. Listen, that's a lot to go through for a role, but that I'm interested to see it because I know the fact that she threw herself into it like that.
Yeah, I'm scared of stuff like that, though, because I feel like, you know, once you throw yourself into it, how hard is it to get it out of you? Because, you know, we all got
cigarettes are so addictive.
Yeah. And when she said she wanted to take on her trauma, like we all got our own traumas we trying to heal, like to take on somebody else's for a movie role. I get it, though, you know, but yeah, that's got to be tough to get rid of.
All right, now Envy's back, and this story was for you, Envy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Brittany Galvin, do you know who that is?
I do not.
She's on The Bachelor.
No, I don't know who
you
Brittany is.
You fake-ass Bachelor
I don't
fan.
Know who Brittany Galvin
oh
is.
Oh, my
look
gosh.
It up. I don't know the names. Let me look it up.
Fake-ass Bachelor.
All right, well, they're accusing her of being an escort.
Oh, yeah. That was on last night's episode.
All right, so she's saying that she's not an escort. It's ridiculous to say that. Do you know why this is happening?
I do not know why they're calling her an escort. Why are they calling her an escort?
Because you can't say ho on national TV. That's all.
Well, apparently there's someone on the show who knew about her from Chicago, and she said that people have gone out of their way to tell me, oh, my God, watch out for this girl. She's entertaining men for money. And so the other people that know her are having whispers and rumblings about her.
What's wrong with entertaining men for money?
I'm sure the producers probably told her that. Yeah, they said that she was a model. I didn't know her name. And some of the girls, so many girls on there, I don't know all of their names. But, yeah, they said one of the girls, I don't want to be nasty, but yeah, one of the girls said that she was a model. They all fighting and trying to get girls kicked off. It's you know, they're trying to do whatever they can to make the other girls look less desirable so they can possibly win.
I'm just saying.
It looks like people were upset because when she first came in, she gave him a very passionate kiss upon
she did.
Her arrival.
Yeah, I never seen that. Usually when they hop out the limo, they say, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Kiss on the cheek and keep it moving.
Ain't no social distancing?
Nah, they go through the test and they do, you know, they quarantine for 14 days and they're all in their own bubble. But yeah, she gave him a nice little.
Can't just be randomly kissing people during COVID. But what's wrong with entertaining men for money? Like,
so then people were like, why are you sex worker shaming?
I mean, and because either women entertain men for money or entertain men with money. What's the difference? Hmm.
All right. Now, in case you noticed, there were not tributes for Kobe Bryant yesterday to mark the 1 year anniversary of his very tragic passing.
Today is the one year.
And so there hasn't been any type of tributes planned. And that's because the family, and we told you this already, Vanessa Bryant has requested not to hold any tributes for him this year. So, Vanessa Bryant did share her own message of support that she recently received in light of everything that's been happening. She said, "Today I received a sweet letter from one of Gianna's best friends. Aubrey, I love you, Aubs, as my Gigi would call you. Thank you so much for beautifully sharing some of your memories of my Gigi with me and allowing me to share them here on my Instagram. My Gigi is incredible, and I truly appreciate your thoughtful letter. She loves you so much. I miss my baby girl and Kobe so much, too. I will never understand why, how this tragedy could have happened to such beautiful, kind, and amazing human beings." And on her Instagram page, she did share the letter from Gianna's best friend, Aubrey. And, you know, it starts off, "I'm thinking and praying for you constantly. Please do not feel like you have to read this. I cannot begin to comprehend what you are going through. My mind constantly thinks of your beautiful daughter. Her smile and attitude push me to be better." And it goes on from there.
Yeah, I don't think you ever get over that kind of trauma. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she carried her daughter for 9 months, raised her for 13 years. She was married to Kobe all those years. They see them everywhere, billboards, TV,
yeah,
social media. You know, I just don't think you ever get over that kind of trauma. People say things like time heals all wounds. That sounds good.
No.
You know what I mean? It might make it a little easier, but I don't think you ever, ever, ever get over that. Like, you never the same after something like that, ever. Gaping all right, well, that forever.
Is your rumor report.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And again,
I'm sure the NBA and players want to do something, but they got to respect the wishes of the family. Absolutely. I saw Kyrie Irving. Yeah, he wore a LeBron jersey. A Kobe jersey last night, number 8 jersey last night.
Sure, it's got to be painful to just keep on seeing those things. Mm-hmm. I remember she also posted, "Please don't post footage or anything from the accident."
Yikes. I mean, there's just not enough therapy. It's not enough grief counseling in the world. I just don't see it personally, but. You know, I am sending her healing energy, sending her and her whole family healing energy for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we got front page news when we come back. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about this $20 bill with Harriet Tubman.
All right. We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
All right. Well, it looks like the White House is now recommitted to getting Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill. So this has been something that's been in talks for quite some time. I remember Donald Trump said that the bill wouldn't be released before 2028. Here's what's happening now.
The Treasury Department is taking steps to resume efforts to put Harriet Tubman on the front of the new $20 notes. It's important that our notes, our money, people don't know what a note is, reflect the history and diversity of our country. And Harriet Tubman's image gracing the new $20 note would certainly reflect that. So we're exploring ways to speed up that effort. But any specifics would, of course, come from the Department of Treasury.
Hey, man, when they put these Tubmans in the streets, you can't spend that money on illegal stuff, bro. Okay, you can't buy crack with a Harriet Tubman 20. The ancestors will punish you. You can't buy no lean, opioids, perks with a Harriet Tubman 20. You can't pay someone to do any violence towards a black person with Harriet Tubman 20s. Not to mention, the White House needs to commit to give a lot of those 20s to the black community in the form of reparations. Don't just put us on the money. Give us the money.
Well, that'd be exciting, though, to see Harriet Tubman. I don't think it's going to happen before 2025, they were saying, because of the printing process, but
listen, let me tell you something. Don't ever question the white man's speed when he wants to get something done. Yeah. Okay, the white man's will wants that 20 in the streets soon, it'll be in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Now, in case any of you were wondering, where is Donald Trump right now? He has officially opened an office in Florida, and that office will continue to serve his political agenda. A statement from his office on Monday said that they will manage Trump's correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities. It's called the Office of the Former President.
Shadow government. That's what I fear. Like, who really runs the country? Like, every time the Democrats try to move on something, is he going to say something that's going to incite more insurrections? You know what I mean? So the Democrats will even be scared to make any major moves, do any radical change, because they think every time they do some radical change, it's going to be some uprising from Vanilla ISIS. Huh?
It's harder for him to get his message out without social media, though. They said he's dropped out of, like, searches, and he's kind of been quiet because we can't hear anything from him now.
It's been 2 days, Yee. Right. Give him a second.
It's been an overwhelming amount of stuff every single day. So 2 days is a nice breather. Mm. All right. Now let's talk about CVS. They're planning to start on-site vaccinations in 11 states next month. And so they have partnered with the federal government to vaccinate residents and staff in long-term care facilities. They'll start first round doses in all participating facilities starting next month. So that will be, which is really in like a week.
I don't understand anything about COVID. You know what I mean? I took a COVID test. What's the test called? What's the one? RCR?
PCR? Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Mm-hmm.
PCR. I took one yesterday. It was inconclusive. Then they ran it again and said it was negative. Right? Mm-hmm. And then I took another one just now. So it's just, then I got to take another one in 20 more minutes.
How'd you take it?
Man, shut up.
I had to take two a day.
Shut up, man.
PCR test, though, is more accurate, though. I think the rapid test.
I can't tell.
It's more accurate. They say it's more accurate.
I can't tell.
That's what I usually take.
I can't tell.
Mm-hmm. The PCR, you have to usually wait 24 hours to get your results.
Yeah, mine was 24.
The rapid, you can get
mine
it
takes
a
day.
Yeah, I just got mine back and they say they were negative, but I took another one just in case.
All right. Well, President Biden says that he does think that the vaccine will be widely available by spring. Now, we don't know how many coronavirus vaccines are available in the U.S., but asked when any American who wants a vaccine will be able to get it, he said, I think it'll be this spring. I think we'll be able to do that. I feel confident that by the summer, we'll be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity and increasingly access for people aren't on the list on the all the way going down to children.
I'm going to tell y'all, don't slack, man. Get in shape just in case. All right. Don't think that you're going to be in the house this spring. Don't think that you're going to be in the house this summer. Go ahead and get in shape now. If you stay ready, you don't got to get ready. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. And stay healthy, too, because even if you do get it, because, again, you know, there's no matter what you do, you could try to do all the right things and still end up testing positive. At least then your immune system will be strong enough. So if you can, it's important to stay as healthy as possible right now.
Stay healthy. Make sure you take all your immune shots, your vitamin C, your zinc, your vitamin C. CMOS. Make sure you work out. I tell you, I got the bike in the crib now, so I ride every day on the bike. And after the show
you got
today,
a toy at the house.
I have a bike that I ride on every day to ride on for about an hour.
Shout out Doc Johnson.
Doc Johnson. Drop on the clues bar for Doc Johnson. I didn't know they make bikes.
Making house calls.
That is it called? The Sibian?
I don't know what his name is, Yee. Okay? I don't know what his name is.
It's called, the device is called Wahoo. It's W-A-H-O-O.
Wahoo McDaniel. Wahoo McDaniel.
It's called Wahoo.
One of the greatest wrestlers ever. Okay? Wahoo McDaniel?
It's called a Wahoo. You put your bike right on it, clips right in, and you can sit and ride for hours.
Oh, was Wahoo a football player? I thought he was a wrestler. No, he was a wrestler. Wahoo McDaniel. You remember Wahoo McDaniel?
No.
Yeah, he was a Native American. Well, he used to pretend. I guess he was Native American.
I just picture this Sibian and Envy sitting on it and screaming out.
What is the Sibian?
You tell
Google
us.
It. Google it.
Let me Google it.
I'm about to.
How you spell it?
Yeah. Where do I start? Do I start with a C?
S. I guess it's Sibian.
Oh my God. Sex toy penis growth?
A masturbation device designed for use by women? Let me see a picture.
A Sibian is a masturbation. So why does this thing say it's a sex toy for penis growth?
I don't see nothing.
You know, I'm Mr. Kill
about my
penis. Maybe
it's S-Y-B-I-A-N, but you sit on it.
I'm looking at this now. S-I-B-I-A-N. Yes, Sibian.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to Human Resources.
Now, hold on. They got Sibian sex toy pills, too?
Oh, now you're interested. All right.
Listen, yeah, okay, it's S-Y-B-I-A. Okay, you got it, Envy?
I'm going to
Human
Resources.
So that's what you've been sitting on?
This, I feel.
You said it.
I'm all about penis growth and male enhancement. I'm the idiot that buys those pills, by the way. I got some at the house right now with the label torn off, so my wife don't know. Just letting you know. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you never know.
That's a good thing. I mean, I know a lot of guys that do that.
Hey, you never know. Okay. I'm just trying to be a better me than I was yesterday. All right. And by better me than I was yesterday, I need at least 2 more inches. I must increase my thrust.
All right. Well,
I think it's working, though. I'm being honest.
That is your front page news. No bulge. But anyway, let's open up the phone lines. Now, I seen this on World Star yesterday. I shout to comedian Ha Ha Davis. Now, he did a little skit. And he was talking about things you find in a black person's car.
This is shit you're going to find in a black person's car. A bunch of random ass shit.
the armrest you don't need. Fries up under the seat from 2 weeks ago that haven't aged and look exactly the same. Weed crumbs that's probably a whole blunt. Random clothes from six different occasions. Your backseat is a closet. A basketball and you don't even hoop. Receipts for shit you can't take back. The car air freshener little trees that's no longer a tree no more because they've been lost they smell. A bunch of mail that ain't never made it into the house.
So let's open up the phone lines. Let's have a little fun. What are some of the top things you'll find in a black person's car? Like for my grandmother, she always had ketchup. I don't know why she always had ketchup, but my grandmother always have ketchup. I think I got French fries. I definitely have a parking ticket all the time.
It's definitely always going to be napkins in the glove compartment.
Napkins in the glove compartment.
You know what I mean? I still rock with the air freshener. You know what I mean? The Green Tree air freshener.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I put that on the window, even though it's not legal in the city for some reason.
Not legal anywhere, really.
Really?
So. Yeah, no. You're not supposed to have anything on your...
That's disrespectful. They do that just because they know black people do that the most.
And that way they can pull you over.
Exactly.
Yeah, but let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Some of the top things you find in a black person's car. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny. Executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter. A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
I know it now. I'm in.
They can only be with that.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're just having a little fun this morning. Now, on World Star, I was like watching Ha Ha Davis, and he did a skit on the top things you'll find in a black person's car. Now, Yee, what's one thing that you'll always find in your car?
Wipes.
Baby wipes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep,
or even wipes. The ones in the little packets for your hands, because I always take them, like, when we go places, I'd like to have them in the car.
Okay. Right now in my car, you'll always find masks, you'll always find hand sanitizer, and water. Always got those three things in the car. Charlamagne, what about your car?
Change, coins, usually pennies. If you're down south or places where, you know, you can carry weapons, guns. But at this point in my life, I keep nothing in my car. Because I'd be afraid my car gonna get broken into and folks will see addresses and stuff like that. So I honestly don't keep anything in my car. Mm-hmm. Like nothing. Like there's nothing in my car. Mm. Like absolutely positively nothing.
You no got snacks
paper,
in the car?
No snacks, no nothing.
I got snacks in the car too, just in case the kids come, you know, just in case.
Nothing.
Goodness gracious.
Nothing at all. It's clean. You hear that? Jack boys, nothing's in there.
Nothing's all in right? my car.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. What's some things you find in your car, Mama?
Well, as a woman, I always keep a spare pair of underwear, a spinner night bag. I got kids, so I'm always going to have
a whole bag.
First of all, you got kids and you keep a whole bag?
She got clean underwear.
Yes, they can't bang back there.
Where are you just staying at the night when you got kids?
I get a babysitter. They got a daddy.
You did what?
I said, I'll get a babysitter. They got a daddy.
Okay. How old are you? How old are you?
They got a daddy. So what else is in this whole bag?
33. You too old for whole
underwear.
Bag.
Underwear. What else? I bet you got
lingerie.
Oh, my God.
Sex toys, you know.
I'm not judging you, but I'm judging you. How old is your children?
I have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old.
And how are you going to explain that to them when they get older? Mama, why you got this bag? You going to tell them it's a sleepover?
Yeah.
No, they don't need to know none of that.
Do you have condoms in that bag?
Yes, I do.
You're a liar. You like it wrong.
She's responsible. There you go. It did sound like she was lying because she hesitated. Okay. Yes, I do.
I might be, but
I
don't need to know all that.
I need to see your bank statements because I got a feeling you spent a lot of money on Plan B pills.
Stop it.
No, baby, I got my tooth taken out after I had my second child.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That, and you be telling guys that and they be shooting their ancestors in you every chance they get.
Thank you, Baba.
All right, y'all have a good one.
This is terrible.
Lord, hello, who's this?
Freaky.
Hey, Freaky.
Oh, my God, it's Bariki, like Barack.
Oh, Bariki. I thought you said Freaky. I'm sorry. Lady,
what's on your mind?
Freaky. All right.
Right.
What's some things you find in your car?
So, for mine, I got grandbabies. I always find chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
In my car. Yeah. In the chicken car, nuggets. McDonald's. They love McDonald's.
Grandma.
And they just throw the chicken nuggets on the floor?
Grandma, feed them, baby.
You know, they dropped it.
Grandma, get them babies some healthier options to eat. Grandma. All right?
Absolutely.
You ain't going to never find a vegetable in grandma's car. There's always french fries and chicken nuggets.
Always.
And then wonder why the kids got high blood pressure at 9.
Thank you, Baba.
Thanks.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tony from Louisville.
What's up, brother? What's some things to find in your car, brother?
Man, cereal that your kids didn't eat and diapers that you leave in the car. Hope they don't poop on themselves.
Oh, extra diapers? Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
I don't know why you wouldn't have a diaper bag, but I'm not judging.
One more thing for y'all, since y'all like Googling things. Google Space Movies 1992. It reminds me of Salome and DJ Envy.
Space movies?
Space movies.
So, wow, how come soon as I typed in? Oh, my God. That's hilarious. You are funny, bro. Yo, I Googled space movies from 1992, and what popped up was Gay out of space. By the way, I'm watching that. Don't think for one second I'm not watching that. It's only 26 minutes long. Don't think for one second I'm not watching that this week, sir.
And what were you doing watching it, brother?
Man, my homie told me to Google it, so I Googled it. I almost on myself.
It said the description is extraterrestrial beings travel to galaxy to free men oppressed by females to make way for an entirely homosexual society. Dr. Umar would be disgusted, but I'm watching.
Thank you, brother. I hate our listeners.
I am watching this week. I can't wait.
Oh, my goodness. 800-585-1051. We're asking, what are some things you find in a black person's car? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The most dangerous morning show. The Breakfast Club.
Wake up!
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, what are some things you find in a black person's car? Now, Yee said baby wipes.
I would say that I used to have in my car, I don't anymore, is a pair of flip-flops. Just in case you have heels on and you want to slide on something more comfortable, always have flip flops. Not anymore.
I ain't go front. Now I carry the gel shorts in my car just in case I gotta go bike ride and I want to make sure my ass is comfortable.
Hey, bro, whatever you gotta tell your wife to get her off your trail, okay?
Hand sanitizers and a mask. I keep in my car now. That's what I keep in my car.
What about condoms?
I'm married, sir.
You got them gel shorts.
The gel shorts for bike riding, man. That's all right.
Okay.
Yo, shut up, man. Hello, who's this?
Great, what's up?
What's up, bro? What's some things you find in your car, brother?
About 3 or 4 friends with no gas money.
Okay. Do people give gas money anymore? I don't know.
They should.
Gas is expensive money as hell.
Hell yeah, they should.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Ahmad from the Bronx.
Oh, boy.
Okay, the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. What do black people keep in their car in the Bronx, sir?
Lotto tickets. I got a bunch of Lotto and scratch-offs in my car.
But how you know if you won or not?
I don't know. I check them when I get a chance.
You know
playing
what?
For the week.
I'm not going to lie to you. I do the same thing. I buy the Powerball and the Mega Millions and just keep it in my wallet. And then when I'm in the grocery store, I say, oh, I forgot I got these. And then I scan them to see if I won something.
Hello, who's this?
Toya.
Hey, Toya. What's some things black people keep in their car? Good morning.
A bat.
A what?
A bat.
A bat. Oh, yeah.
In case you got a fight.
I got one of those in the car, too. Yep, you're right.
You never know who's going to run up here in Jersey. These people are crazy. And if you run up, I'm going to pop my truck, and I'm going to bust you in your head. Don't run up on me.
I know it. Okay. Ain't it a shame we can't carry guns in Jersey?
Right. It's dangerous out here. These people are aggressive. No, and I have a lot of random things, but that's the number one. And I have a mace. Don't run up. Please don't.
I feel you. You must be calling from Newark.
She got pepper spray. All
no,
that.
I live in Hackensack, but I don't care. You still get run up. I'm not from Newark, and I'm from California, actually. So no.
Okay, I love Hackensack. I was in Hackensack yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
Let's go to.
I used to live in Hackensack.
Hello, who's this?
Malik.
Malik, what's up? We're talking about things you find in black people's cars, brother.
All right, man. So basically, you got a brush, house shoes, perfume, oils that's been in there. Like you said, you got the lighters, and you got cigarette butts.
Cigarettes.
That's some nasty cigarette smells you got going
car,
on,
that's
bro.
That's
oils,
nasty, bro.
Cigarette butts. You got to mix all types of odors.
I didn't say it was in my vib. I'd have been somewhere that's nasty. Trust me. I don't do that to mine.
Oh, okay. What you driving?
I drive a Kia Soul.
There you go. That's my type of ride right there. I want me a Kia.
I love gas. I love my gas efficient vehicle.
There you go. Salute to you, King. Now, I want a Kia. Think I'm playing. I want a Kia Soul for real.
Thank you, man.
For real.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give me a Kia Soul, too.
I got the connect.
I want to see,
though. I got the connect.
$20 a month, I'll pay.
What?
For a lease.
What?
$20 a month. Kia can't be no more than $20 a month.
Kia's way more than $20 a month.
For real?
Yes.
Let me Google Kia Soul.
They range between $150 and $250.
$150, $250 what?
Dollars.
Oh, that ain't bad. I'll do that.
No, not $1.50, like $150 to $250.
A month?
Yes.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Right. Give me a Kia Soul,
What's
man.
The moral of the story?
There's no moral to the story. What you mean? There's no moral to the story?
All
Clean
right.
your goddamn car. Some of y'all, that's the moral to the story.
Yeah, that is disgusting, though. When you get in somebody's car and there's old bottles and all kinds of stuff in there, just clean it up.
Gives the car character, you know what I mean? But it also says a lot about you.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, Cardi B, new music on the way. Also, she's been explaining herself, and we'll tell you why.
All right, we'll get into that next.
I am inspired this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't been this inspired in a long time.
That's all you're talking about this morning. Good morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us,
yes,
one of our listeners called and
recommended a movie.
Recommended a movie, and Charlamagne is all into this movie.
No, he did not recommend a movie. He said the movie reminded him of you two.
Well, I mean, it still was a recommendation. He told us to Google it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But, you know, the movie is called Gay Niggas in Outer Space. Now, salute to Ed Lover. Salute to Dr. Dre. They made a great movie back in the day called
Who's the Man? That's right.
You know, it is my dream one day to make a Breakfast Club movie. I think we have found a movie we need to remake. Okay, extraterrestrial beings travel the galaxy to free men oppressed by females to make way for an entirely homosexual society. Are you in?
What character am I playing? Because there's a bunch of different characters. So let me just tell you some of the characters, right?
Okay, talk to me.
Captain Arm and Ass.
All right. Okay. All right.
That's the real character.
Captain Arm and Ass. Okay. Who else?
Captain B. Dick.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Sergeant Shave Balls.
Ooh, I see that. Okay.
The planet that they are going to is Uranus.
Nah. We got to change that. It should be his anus.
I hate you, man. But this is a real movie. It is.
I'm watching. It's only 26 minutes. It's a short film.
Yes.
We might get fun.
So y'all have been really sitting. You've been sitting here watching this whole time.
Listen,
I checked it out.
Multiple streams of income. Ye. All right. Okay. You got to have at least 7.
So what character you want to play?
I'm gonna make up my own name. Don't worry though.
What's your name gonna be?
I don't know yet.
Bottoms up.
No. That's not a name, sir.
Oh.
Okay. But no, it'll be. I mean, shut up, Trump. He said that's the not movie, the name. I mean, it's a preference.
Yeah, but it seems like the movie is they're trying to extinct all females to make way for an entirely homosexual society. That's what the storyline is.
That's how I feel at work. That's crazy.
I think it's an amazing, amazing concept.
It's a real movie. We're not making this up.
I bet.
I believe it.
Hey, man.
All right.
Google. All right. Just simply Google gate in and out of space.
Yeah. You'll see it for yourself.
All absolutely.
Right. Now, yeah, you got more rooms on the way?
Yeah. Let's talk about Cutthroat City. Have y'all watched that movie on Netflix yet?
Nope. Doesn't sound as good as gate in and out of space.
I started watching it yesterday, actually, and some people were mad about something in there, and it has to do with T.I. I'll tell you about it.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, according to Page Six, they have some exclusive news that Cardi B has some new music coming soon. A music industry source said that they heard a new song that is definitely a club song that has a lot of energy with no featured artists. And I guess it's coming sometime soon. They said the decision right now that's being made is over what single will be what single is going to be. So I guess new album's coming soon. Now, Cardi had tweeted way back in October that a new album will be coming in 2021. And in December, she said, music coming sooner than you think. I mean it this time.
I would expect visuals, too. You know what I mean? Cardi B is a very visual artist. One thing that I like about any artist nowadays is when they put out music, you know, put out a visual to go to it. But Cardi definitely is one of those people who... it's very good to see her put out music visuals. So I would expect visuals, too.
Yeah, she's consistent. Absolutely. She just dropped WAP, what, like 4 or 5 months ago? And that was a number one record.
So that was longer than that, right?
Was it? No, WAP, it was during the pandemic. Recent. Yeah, it's pretty recent.
WAP was pretty recent. I feel like WAP was over the summer. I don't remember. All I know is I think those rumors are really true. And I would tell y'all to expect visuals, too. That's what I would tell you.
Okay.
All right. Now, Cardi B also just broke down her family history yet again because she was pulled into this controversy because of Danny Lay's Yellow Bone song. Now, people were saying, so Danny Lay ain't black, but Cardi is. Y'all just pick and choose who's black since they're both Dominican. But Cardi had to explain herself. She said, every 6 months, I got to explain myself because people can't research. The whole argument and me bringing up my family tree is because for the last 4 days, you've been comparing to someone I don't look like at all because we have the same nationality. Nationality is not a color or a race. Y'all really sit here in comments arguing. It don't make no sense. My grandmother was fully Afro-Caribbean black. My grandfather was light. My complexion. That's why my mom is light and sunshine of her siblings are brown. I think she meant some of her siblings are brown. Afro-Caribbean exists.
I'm so confused about what just happened. What happened? Why did they jump on Cardi again? Like, why? Why did they bring her into this?
Because Danny Lay is Dominican. Cardi B is Dominican as well. So, and she's half Dominican, by the way, Cardi B. So,
yeah, she's also Trinidadian as well. She has Caribbean roots.
So she's just having, and she felt the need to explain herself. She posted a bunch of pictures and she,
Dramos.
Yeah.
Defend your people. Go.
I mean, I just would like to make the greater point that if you put us in a room with the white supremacists, we all going down. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we should be focusing on.
Mm.
That's the greater fight, not saying we're trying to fight amongst one another.
The real enemy is and always will be white supremacy. I keep telling y'all that. Give all of those, that white supremacist ideology, give that back to the colonizers. Okay. Yep.
All right, now let's talk about this movie, Cutthroat City, that's on Netflix. It's actually directed by the RZA, so I was watching that. And it's the story of four boyhood friends in New Orleans, Lower Ninth Ward, who return after Hurricane Katrina to find their homes decimated. They have no jobs. They have no help from FEMA. Now, one person that's in there, and I was like, what's going on here, is T.I., and T.I. has vitiligo on there.
What?
So... vitiligo, you know when your face
I mean, I know what
has
it is,
like the light up, yeah.
Just randomly you got vitiligo,
but he's an actor.
For the role?
That might be in the role. So he's an actor.
So I saw on social media one person said, a woman living with vitiligo, I'm disgusted by this. There are plenty of us actresses and actors living with vitiligo that would love to be put in movies. T.I., you should apologize to our community expeditiously.
That ain't T.I.'s fault. He got casted for a role. How's that T.I.'s fault?
People let me stop.
Seriously, how's that T.I.'s fault?
It's not. He's an actor. He's an actor. He plays a part. Like when somebody plays a part that has cancer. Like somebody plays a part that has anything.
I hate it here, bro. Y'all getting real stupid. I mean, y'all getting extremely stupid and don't even realize it.
But anyway, make sure you watch the movie. It was just interesting because when I did see him come out, I was like, what's going on? I didn't realize at first that it was supposed to be vitiligo, but yes.
And if you're going to make somebody apologize, it ain't T.I. You talk to the casting director. You know what I mean? You get to the root of the issue, not T.I. T.I. just went out for a role, got the role. If you're upset that they're not casting more people with vitiligo, then get at the production company. Get at the casting director, somebody, not T.I.
But people play parts all the time where people have all types of different things. You know what I mean? So I don't understand. It's you go out for a role, and the casting director gives you the part.
We're too damn woke out here, man.
Too woke. Y'all need some sleep. I'm telling you, when you stay awake too long, you get sleepy, and you're not yourself when you're sleepy. You're not thinking right. You got to get some sleep, all right? Can't be awake all the time. All right.
Now, here's something that is exciting to me. They announced yesterday and put out a first look for a new show in the 90 Day franchise. It's called 90 Day, The Single Life. And one of my favorites from the past is going to be on there, and that is Big Ed. Listen to this.
And now, a sneak peek of 90 Day, The Single Life.
My ex was just a liar from the start. Now I'm single, and I want someone who stands on his own 2 feet so that I can give him all the woman he needs.
Teddy, you want to help me set up my dating website? I'm more than ready for love.
I shoot, like, a bunch of custom porn videos.
Sounds like they're taking a rip out my Bachelor. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like they're going after Bachelor now. Bachelor Nation!
Oh, we want a battle?
No, you want a battle? Bachelor Nation!
That's a thing? That's a real thing?
Yeah, cool. Bachelor Nation. No, yes, it is.
He's part of it. He's the head of it.
Is Big Ed black or white, or what is Big Ed?
He's white.
Bachelor Nation!
Is this a thing? And
vaccination is a thing.
It's not like you yelling vaccination. Like, what the hell? Scaring people on this goddamn radio. They're gonna start coming up to the station thinking we're giving away free COVID vaccinations. What the hell is wrong with you?
All right, now Master P was on social media and he was talking about his thoughts on Clubhouse and its growing worth because they just got another $100 million. They have a $1 billion valuation now, and here's what he said.
I keep telling people, we go on Clubhouse, we make another one of them a billionaire. We just did it, just with Clubhouse. We need to create stuff like that to where we control the narrative and we able to put money back in our community, and our culture. But if one of us did that, we would be saying, nah, I don't think that's gonna work. Why would you call it Clubhouse? It's not a club. We come up with all different type of excuses. Right. You know, this guy went to the bank, got whatever he want. He's gonna take that company public. We're not thinking like that.
Drop on the clues bombs from Master P. I saw that article on Complex when Master P was having that conversation. Yes, he is absolutely right.
He's right. But there are apps that we should be supporting, like the app You Good. You should check into that. Zap Life, minority owned. So is You Good. What's the other app the brother did?
There's one called The Cookout also that's a Black-owned app that is just like Clubhouse, and it's called The Cookout, and it's also invite-only.
That's right. I saw that. Actually, they mentioned The Cookout on Master P's in that Complex interview.
What's the other one? The other app the brother called in and everybody invested in.
Oh, that's
app.
My dude, Isaac Hayes III. It's called Fanbase.
Those are apps.
Absolutely.
That are owned by Blacks and minorities.
And listen, by the way, I don't want no excuses, especially when it comes to stuff like The Cookout, because The Cookout is a Black Clubhouse, mm-hmm. right? So if you have something, if you have a product that's just as good, if not better, and you choose not to be on it for whatever reason, you know what I mean? And it's Black owned, then that says a lot about you. If you choose to stay on The Clubhouse when there is a cookout that's just as good, if not better, and it's Black owned, and you don't support The Cookout, that says a lot about you.
Or you didn't get invited.
You didn't get invited.
You do got to get invited. You got to get an invite to The Cookout.
I never got an invite.
You never got an invite to The Cookout?
Mm-mm. I have gotten a billion to Clubhouse.
I didn't get invited to The Cookout either. I got invited to Clubhouse.
I get a million for Clubhouse.
I get a million. Mm-hmm.
I did.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
We need Tam Fam. Okay. This man named Tam Fam. Tending Fam. Tam Fam. Tam Fam. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. Would you like to guess what race it is?
Sure.
Okay. We'll do it at 4 after the hour.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eye.
Bro. They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 26th goes to former Houston police officer Tam Dean Pham. I think I pronounced that right. All fam, no flam, like the young king, Lil Boss says. 843 all day. Drop on the clues bonds with 843, damn it. Now, Tam Fam just resigned his post at the Houston Police Department after 18 years on the force. Why did Tam Fam resign? Well, he was a part of the insurrection that happened on the Capitol building on January 6th, or as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it.
Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
First of all, Trump got so excited because he heard the clip earlier that he didn't even let me finish. Right. Okay, what I was saying was, as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it, the erection. Oh, yes, he really did say that. Now listen, drama, to excited fingers.
Sorry.
Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
I'll grow up tomorrow, I promise. Okay. By the way, Chuck Schumer, my brother, if Donald J. Trump is inciting erections, then you have looked at the picture of him in those shorts playing tennis one too many times, okay? If you want to see Donald John Trump do the busted challenge, just say that, Chuck Schumer. Anyway, Tam Fam is very disturbing that the people who are supposed to protect and serve are on the wrong side of history, okay? But hey, am I surprised? Absolutely not. All right, we keep acting like police brutality, police misconduct, unarmed shootings of black and brown people are isolated incidents. No! It's all part of a wicked, corrupt system full of wicked, corrupt people who don't give a damn about me, you, your black ass mama, and your black ass cousin, too. Okay, I was in Jersey City yesterday, and some cops pulled up beside me to say what's up, and they told me that they know I be talking about cops, but they listen every morning, so salute to them. All right, dropping the clues bombs for those cops I saw in Jersey City yesterday. I know that all cops aren't bad, okay, but if you aren't using your blue privilege, if you aren't using your privilege as an officer to combat police brutality, and you're standing by silently watching all this injustice happen, you are complicit, okay? And silence is complicity, sir. But the problem with officers is they are scared to speak out, because if they do, then they end up like our good sister, Carrie L. Horn. Okay, you know Carrie L. Horn. She was fired after almost 20 years on the force in Buffalo for doing what police officers should do, and that's upholding the law and protecting life, because she stopped one of her fellow officers from doing to a young man what that devil Derek Chauvin did to George Floyd. Okay, rest in peace to George Floyd. You speak up, you lose your job, and end up fighting for your pension like Carrie L. Horn. By the way, Carrie L. has started her hearing for her pension, and it resumes on the 26th of February. Okay, but we need more of her and less Tam Fams. Now, I told y'all why he resigned, because he clearly was one of the diversity hires of Vanilla ISIS. But the reason he's getting donkey of the day is because, according to federal agents, on January 12th, Tam Fam said during an interview with federal agents that he only stopped by the Capitol building on January 6th to check out some historical art. I repeat, he said he stopped by the Capitol building on January 6th. The only reason he was there was to check out some historical art. I swear, if the ignorance of Americans wasn't so entertaining, I would hate it here. Let's go to KHOU CBS 11 for the report, please.
Tam Fam charged for his role in the storming of the Capitol.
He went to see the last speech that President Trump was giving, and then ultimately ended up getting swept up in the crowd that moved from the speech down the mall to the Capitol.
Nope. Nicole DeBoard says her client, Tam Fam, wants to disassociate himself from what took place at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
Nope.
Fam is facing two federal charges. His attorney says Fam was simply an onlooker.
Well, there were so many people. He couldn't hear what was being said. He couldn't see the things that we've all now seen on video. And he is ashamed to have been anywhere near what went on.
FBI investigators say Fam allegedly told them he was in D.C. for business reasons. Inside his deleted photo album on his phone, agents say they found pictures and videos of Fam inside the Capitol building.
Mm-mm. You got to eat that, Fam. Okay? You can't act like you didn't know the vibes. Some of us don't know the vibes, so you can't just say, you know the vibes, because we don't know. But you knew. Okay? This is America. This is who we have on the streets protecting and serving us. Not only does he not give a damn about us because he's a brainwashed Vietnamese man who clearly has bought all the way in on white supremacist ideologies. You are a minority, sir, but you have bought in on white supremacist ideologies. But not only does he not care about us, he's just a poor decision maker. He can't even lie correctly. You just so happened to stop by the Capitol building on the day of the erection just so you could check out the art? Okay, meanwhile, I'm looking at a picture of you in the Capitol with a big-ass flag that says Trump 2020, no more BS. Tam Fam, Fam, listen to me, okay? You would have been better off saying you went to the Capitol because you heard it was going to be mad erections there, and as a gay man, you wanted to attend. Anything is better than I wanted to check out the art, okay? Let me play white devil's advocate with you for 1 second, fam. Okay, let's just say I believe you. All right, you came to the Capitol to check out the art. The riot outside didn't sway you from coming in. Okay, when you started to see the members of Al Cracker and Vanilla ISIS bum rushing the door and beating people up and tearing stuff up, nothing clicked in your head that maybe, just maybe, today isn't the day to view art? Fam, if you came there just to view art, why did you bring your team, the losing team's paraphernalia, huh? Explain the Trump flag, Tam, fam. See, this is stupid, and he deserves all the credit he's getting for being stupid, but he's also a liar. And from one Asian Joe Coy to another Asian.
Man, you are a liar.
The police officer for the past 18 years. 18 years. You know how much crime he's probably committed towards his own people, minorities? He's a minority, okay? This is America. Please give Tam Fam the biggest hee-haw. Come on, fam. It's a great last name, by the way.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, I see the story about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union wanting to start a OnlyFans.
What?
Yeah, did you see that, E?
Yes, I did. I kind of feel like he was joking, but...
I mean, he shows enough skin. Dwayne Wade should make a killing on OnlyFans, you don't think?
Envy has an OnlyFans page already.
For his
but
feet,
not with
though.
Gia.
For his feet.
My goodness.
For his feet.
And all his right. partner.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking 800-585-1051. Would you start an OnlyFans page with your partner? That is the question.
People are kicking up off of that.
Nah, fam.
let's talk about it. We'll do that when we come back.
Does it have to be your partner, though? Because, I mean, Callan and Fat Joe got one. They playing basketball on there today. So does it have to be a significant
That's
other?
That's a good question. I mean, I have one with me and Caesar have one. We do real estate on it.
Sexy. Now, listen, there's a negative connotation with OnlyFans because I guess when OnlyFans first started, people thought folks was just on there, you know, popping poom poom and, you know, showing their penis and all types of stuff like that for money.
Right.
Right. But it's not necessarily that just that kind of site. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on there. There's people that do cooking, people that do fitness.
Yeah.
Cardi B has an OnlyFans page. Like, a lot of people do have OnlyFans. Tyga, well, Tyga actually has sex on his.
Tyga has sex
a lot of people. Yes. But yes, a lot of celebrities do have OnlyFans pages as well.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. So if you just join us, we're asking, would you start an OnlyFans account with your significant other or your partner? All right. So that is the question. This comes from Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. Dwayne Wade wants to start an OnlyFans account, and Gabrielle Union says, hell no. Now, Charlamagne has been asking me to do an OnlyFans account with him for months now.
You're a liar.
Now, and
you've
I have
always been a liar.
Oh.
This is why people don't trust Dominicans right now.
I can see the content. You guys in the bathtub playing with a rubber ducky, singing.
He had a song and everything.
Ducky.
This is
rubber ducky.
This is why people. This is why people are upset at Dominicans this week between you and Danny Lee. Okay? Danny Lay.
Danny Lay is her name.
You telling lies like that.
But no, I wouldn't do it with my wife. I have kids. There's no nothing that people.
You don't have to do anything pornographic on there. You already have one.
Yeah, I have one.
You know
with
that.
Caesar and I, we do real estate on there. We teach.
So
people
why
about
would
real
you
estate.
Not do it with your wife, but you would do it with a guy?
And Caesar be on there showing cleavage. He don't have as much as he used to because he lost weight. But he definitely be on there showing. He definitely be on there showing some cleavage every now and then. I seen it.
Okay. What about you?
Yeah, so wait, Envy, no, but explain this. So you wouldn't do it with your wife, but you do it with Caesar.
I mean, Caesar and I do a real estate where we teach people how to do real estate.
You could
estate
put your podcast on there.
Yeah, I think you need to mind your business. If that man want to be fluid, let him be fluid. Okay,
no, I mean,
I don't know why.
For my podcast, I got my own site and everything. I mean, if we came something creative, yeah, I would do it, but I wouldn't do nothing sexual.
I don't know.
Nobody
bro.
Asked you to do anything sexual.
Man, I'm not gonna lie. If I go on OnlyFans and see you and Caesar and the title's Flipping New Jersey, I'm like, damn, flipping on what side? Top or bottom? Stomach or back?
Yee, would you?
I think if he wanted to do it, but my boyfriend, I think, would never do that. He's just not even like that. He don't even like doing stuff like that. So
would you do
it? He just, yeah, if he was like, let's go, I would do it.
Kinky yee. All right.
Well, you and Caesar on there, you got to stop calling it kinky, because then we're going to assume anybody on there is kinky.
I'm not lying, because I can't. I need to go see what's happening with Caesar and Envy, because this sounds amazing.
Yeah, because it keeps on saying that it's kinky, but then him and Caesar have
I didn't say it's kinky.
The renovation.
You just said it.
I said y'all are kinky if you and your boyfriend did it. I didn't say nothing about me and Caesar.
So why is it not kinky if you and Caesar do it? You got to stop, man.
That's right.
Flipping each other all the
renovations, interior design.
Flipping and you. This flipping is not about me. This is not about me.
Flipping NV. That's cute.
You know what? I'm going to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Richard from Cincinnati.
Hey, Richard from Cincinnati.
Dick.
What?
Big.
His name's Richard.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's wrong with y'all? Get your mind out the gutter.
I got a better proposal for y'all. I think the Bunk Bed Boys should get their own OnlyFans.
Sounds like now you want to do it.
Now you're talking some language here. Now you're talking some language that I hear ching ching. Bunk Bed Boys OnlyFans might rip.
It's going to go off the chain.
Oh, God. Listen, well, listen, white man. Okay. I love
Puerto Rican. Shout out to Drombo. Puerto
listen,
Rican.
Oh, you're Puerto Rican. Okay. Listen, Dick.
Yeah.
That was corny. All right. Okay.
But Dick, Drombo's wants us to put you on hold right now. So,
Drombo, don't do me like that. My Puerto Rican brother.
Okay.
I appreciate you,
bro. Have a good day, Dick. How do I say bye in Spanish? Puerto Rican Drombo.
Adios.
I don't know.
I want to say bye, Dick. How do I say bye, Dick?
Man, get out of here. I'm doing
it. No, I say Drombo's. How do you say bye, Dick? Drombo says, don't leave. Don't leave.
Shut up, man.
800-585-1051. Would you create an OnlyFans with your partner? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake up. It's The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about creating an OnlyFans page. Would you create an OnlyFans page with your partner? I would do it with my wife. Nothing kinky or like that.
So you changed your mind. First you said no, now you say
yeah.
No, just
nothing kinky. I mean, I do one with Caesar, but it's more about real estate. We base it on real estate and teach people things about real estate. Nothing kinky, just talking about real estate.
Okay, that's cute. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it. Me and my wife don't get down like that. That's not our thing. We're not social media people. I get it, though. I'm not mad at nobody who does, but that's not our thing. But I will definitely tune in to watch you and Caesar talk about real estate.
It's about real estate.
Interior design.
We're going to be in Atlanta soon, too.
I know you are. It's so much land that needs to be acquired in Atlanta.
I hate y'all, man.
Y'all can go down there and plant y'all flags in so much land.
Stop. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm jealous.
Okay.
You guys will be wide open, just
wide
like Atlanta.
Open. All right.
Mark.
Yo.
What's up, Mark?
What's going down?
Hey. OnlyFans. Would you do one with your partner?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's his name?
Oh, you got jokes early. Nah. Her name is Shayna. And yes, I would. I would definitely do it. I was actually talking to her about it because I'm like, look, we could be getting paid. We together. You know, we can make some things happen on here.
Okay. That's dope. What would y'all do, though? Like, right. What's y'all specialty? Do y'all have like are y'all mean spades partners? Y'all know how to cook together? What is it?
Sex.
I mean, we definitely could throw down on the cooking. I can grill. You know, she like to cook fish. We got the deep fryer on the porch. We be deep frying. Man, we deep fry 3 turkeys on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, so you need some type of gimmick. You know what I mean?
Okay. Thank you, bro.
For sure. Oh, hey, I got a question for DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, my homie Deflock submitted some music to your Bars for Breakfast. Is that official?
Yeah, we did a Bars for Breakfast mixtape a couple of months ago. And I think we're putting it out this week, just trying to give some artists a chance to be heard. But I think it's all wrapped up, though, bro.
Okay, I was just checking, man, just to show him some love, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. And, hey, look out for our OnlyFans, because it might be coming out soon.
What's the name of it? You have a name?
Love and Cooking. Not yet.
Love and Cooking.
Made this up.
Definitely. Yeah, that was whack.
Hello, who's this?
Should be called Deep Fried.
Brittany. Hello.
Hey, Brittany, would you create an OnlyFans?
Yes, I could.
And do what?
No, not would she create OnlyFans. Would she create one with her partner?
Yeah, would I create one with my partner? Yeah, but me, I see myself doing stupid videos and stuff. I'm like, messing with the other stuff.
You think that the videos would be as stupid as this phone call? Like, will you sound as silly on the videos as you do on this phone call?
Putting people to sleep.
Yeah, somewhat.
Why are you not up yet? Wipe the coal out your eye. Do a little scratch. Come on, do a little scratch with your Uncle Charlotte. Come on, scratch. Come on, come on. Scratch.
Now I'm about to wake up when I break down with some news that I really want to see.
When you break down with some news?
Yeah.
All right, have a nice day. I love you.
He just hung up on her. She's still talking.
I said I love you. That was a full, complete conversation.
She was like, I want to, okay.
You want to take one more? You want to take one more? Hello, who's this?
Yo. Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Castro, David Castro from California.
Hey, what's up, bro? Castro. We're asking, would you create an OnlyFans with your partner?
Oh, man, I don't know about that one, bro.
Why, you think he'd be jealous?
I don't know if I'd be jealous. I don't know. It'd just be kind of weird having myself out there like that, you know?
Okay.
Like what?
I mean, out there butt-ass naked. What you mean, like what?
You don't have to be naked on OnlyFans.
I tell you, OnlyFans got a negative connotation, right. Man.
People, hey, yeah, you're right. You're right on that one, man. Hey, listen, I'm on the road calling you guys. I just wanted to, say what's up to you guys. Charlamagne, relax on DJ Envy. Stop hating.
Word.
DJ Envy. Hey, DJ Envy, man, you're a good man. You came along. I know I ain't nobody to say this, but I'm proud of you, man, and I hope one day I can be the half the man you are.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
If you're bisexual, you're already half the man that Envy is. Okay.
Man, try to give me a good. I hate y'all. What's the moral of the story?
I'm just saying. He's halfway there.
What's the moral of the story, man? Thank you, brother. Appreciate you back.
The moral of the story is if you want to start an OnlyFans with your partner, do it.
Get that money.
All right. Yeah, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about going live with fans. Now, this happened to JT from the City Girls, and it turned into a really honest conversation from a young fan.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, it was announced that Tyrese and his wife, Samantha Lee Gibson, were getting divorced. That was filed back in September. But now Tyrese, it seems, wants his marriage back. Now, he left a comment under Tammy Franklin's post. That's Kirk Franklin's wife. She had posted, last night's anniversary dinner was all that I prayed it would be, small and intimate, yet full of laughter and love. God is indeed so good. The Franklin's 25. And Tyrese said, happy, happy anniversary. Magic, magic, and more magic. Dear Samantha, this was supposed to be us. Remember, the Franklin's was our marriage goal. Smiling, smiling. I'm going to get her back. Watch me, I think. And looks like he's going to really go all out to try to get his wife back.
If you, as a woman, would you want that to play out in public like that? Because we didn't, their troubles didn't play out in public. So should trying to get her back play out in public?
For her, I don't know what her thoughts on that are. Some people like public displays of affection and they like, listen, our breakup was, listed publicly. I want you to do that. I don't know if they've been in communication with each other, if she wants the world to know. I don't know why they even broke up, truthfully. So I think it depends on certain people. Certain people are very private and they don't like that. But if he knows her well enough to know that she would appreciate a gesture like that, maybe she saw it and started crying. Maybe they hadn't been communicating. This was the way for him to make a grand gesture. Yeah. Who knows?
That's true. Maybe they haven't been communicating. And this was the way, hopefully, she'll get to see it if that's what he's trying to do. But I know they've been going through, she wanted money, more money. He didn't want to give the money. So some of it has been public. So hopefully they can work it out.
I will say this, Envy. You haven't been there for Tyrese the way Tyrese has been there for you.
I did.
I was thinking the same thing.
No, you got to pull up and DJ. Same way.
Yeah, I think you should DJ like a romantic dinner.
I called him. I spoke to him. I called him. He didn't answer me. I texted him. I DM'd him. He hit me back with my, and that was it. He didn't.
Why would he send you Johnny Gill?
I don't know.
Why did he say that?
That's wild.
I don't know. But my wife reached out to him. You know what I mean? I was kind of hard on him with the text, though. Pause.
By the way, if he replied back to your wife but not to you, I got to see them hands, bro.
You got 5 minutes.
All I need is two.
Just 2 minutes. Now, he didn't reply to either of us. So, I'll continue to reach out to him. I hope he's doing okay. I just want to let the brother know that I'm on his side and I'm here for him, just like he was there for me. And yes, if I have to go DJ while she walks out, I will do it.
Okay.
And for people who don't know, when Envy was going through a tough time with his wife, Tyrese sang Sweet Lady, right? Was it Sweet Lady? Oh, no, Stay. He sang Stay.
Yeah, Tyrese was... He was definitely one of my coaches during the time when I was at my lowest. Him and my brother Rashid, they were both, you know, there when I needed them, and I always appreciate that, and I always mention and talk about it.
All right, now Dr. Dre, you know, he's going through his very bitter divorce with his estranged wife of 24 years, Nicole Young. The other person that he's estranged from is apparently his father. In an interview, his father, Theodore Young, said that his son wants nothing to do with him. He said, "I haven't seen Andre since his grandfather died, and I can't even remember when that was." This is according to Page Six. He said, "We have no relationship. My other sons love me. They tell me they love me, but coming from where I come from, most young men like Andre, who have a big success, don't give a damn about their dad." So not sure what's going on, but being the fact that he could have just died now, I'm hoping that they resolve all of these family issues that they have.
That's probably why he's bringing that up, though. You would feel that way if your son, you know, you thought your son almost died.
Mm-hmm. All right, now Jennifer Lopez did an interview with Jay Shetty on Coach Conversations, and she revealed how therapy actually helped her in ways that she never would have imagined. Listen to this.
I remember when I was like going through therapy at the beginning, you know, kind of like in my late 30s. And there was a lot of talk about loving yourself. And I was like, I love myself. But obviously I was doing all these things in like my personal relationships that didn't seem like I was loving myself. But so I didn't even understand the concept of it. And it took time, and it's a journey, and it's still a journey for me.
That's a fact. Therapy is a game changer. I've been going once a week for 4 years. I'm a big proponent for therapy. I tell people that they definitely should go to therapy. But I'll tell you one thing, too. You know, once you've been going to therapy for a while, you have to start adding the actual mindfulness practices to your therapy. So now I incorporate meditation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, once you have the language for what it is you're going through, you have to actually have certain practices to do the work and really, really heal in a real way.
Gotcha.
All right, and shout out to Teyana Taylor. She has dropped her first collection with Pretty Little Thing, and it looks really good. It's inspired by her own signature style, which is very 90s. And, you know, she said, "I wanted the collection to be fun and reflect the way I dress. The new collection is where girly and tomboy meets." All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. And shout out to Ludacris, too. They stole Ludacris's Benz yesterday. He jumped out to go to the ATM, and he said by the time he turned around, they was literally rolling out with his car. So shout to Ludacris, man. Bring Luda back his car, man.
And that's exactly, come remember on, earlier, I said I'm at the point in my life where I keep nothing in my car. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like if people rob you, then they have access to addresses and all that other stuff. That's exactly why. So, yes, Luda, I understand you. Salute to Luda. Get that man back his car. But that's exactly why I don't keep nothing in my car.
All right, now, let's get into the mix. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Of course, this is the anniversary of Kobe Bryant's passing. So it's only right to start off with some dedication records to Kobe. One from Wayne, one from Fab. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Now bring it on.
The Breakfast Club, coming up live.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, aren't you guys tired of taking these COVID tests? I think I take a COVID test twice a week, damn near.
I took one yesterday. It was PCR?
Inconclusive.
What was it called?
PCR.
I did a PCR yesterday. At first, they said it was inconclusive. Then they tested it again. They said it was negative. Then they came back up here and tested me this morning, and I'm negative. Now they want us to go test again for something else. And I'm like, well, I just took, because I got two things I got to do today. One for, you know, iHeart, one for Audible. So I'm like, I already tested for Audible, so why can't we just use that same test?
Right.
For iHeart?
Listen, last week I got tested 11 times in 1 week.
11 times?
Damn.
Yeah, because with Dave Chappelle, we got tested twice a day, and then I had to get tested before I went there, then I came back and got tested twice. So that right there is 11 times.
How many times was Dave getting tested that weekend?
Twice a day.
Jesus.
That's how he knew he had COVID. He was asymptomatic.
Mm. Goodness gracious. All right, well. Guess we got to be safe, and I guess we just got to wait to this vaccine. And I know they're arresting people. I know there are people that's trying to pay their way on top of the list, and they're arresting people.
I see people trying to cut the line, and they said celebrities are trying to get them, even though it's not supposed to be available for those people yet, because you have to prioritize.
Right. So so I know in New Jersey, you can put your name on a list. I put my name on a list, and then you just got to be patient, wait for them to call you. I also heard a rumor. I don't know if this is true. They're saying that the vaccine has to be used in a certain amount of time, and if it's not...
Mm-hmm. I told you that! That's why I told you that they were doing the vaccines at 1 o'clock in the morning in Jersey because the vaccines were expiring. So before they would let them expire, they let you come And get the test, even if you're not an essential worker or if you're not elderly.
Yeah, I did.
That's what
the dude
in the Chevrolet dealership told me.
So I heard somebody's asking, like, if you stay around certain hospitals, you know, at the end of the day,
absolutely,
you can probably get a shot too. So
that is true. If you go like 30 minutes before they're closing, and people haven't shown up for their appointments, and they can't contact any essential people that are supposed to get them, then instead of getting rid of it because it does expire and they do have to use it, you can potentially get it if there's some available still.
You know how many people who are in need of food do that at certain restaurants and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Really?
They show up 30 minutes prior because they know that they're probably going to get rid of the food anyway. And sometimes these restaurants and these fast food places will be... They'll give it away. They'll give it away. You know what I mean? They'll find it in their heart to give it away. That's what that feels like.
Yep.
And some restaurants, after 4 p.m., certain pastries will be half price because they don't want to have to throw it out at the end of the day. So you go 4 o'clock and later, and then it's half price.
See?
You know my dad taught me that, of course.
<Mm-mm-mm>. All right. Well, now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. For everybody out there that thinks that they're just taking small steps, understand that small steps in the right direction can turn out to be the biggest steps of your life. Big stepper, Sasquatch feet, Wendy Williams boots.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.